All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Well, good morning, Mud Baby Pod people and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your Tiki Leader. That's right, Tiki Leader. I got an email yesterday from one of you guys saying, I love the podcast, that it was a reference to, I should go look it up, the Tiki Leader, our great Tiki Leader. Yeah, I love it. I like it. I don't know if Miss Thang is too sold on the Tiki yet, but please don't go sour on the Tiki power. Countdown to my Hawaiian trip is going. Still excited as ever. Still looking at the Hawaiian sunrise every morning on my iPad. I even watch the sunset when I have the chance, which when I'm thinking about this now while I'm talking to you, watching the sunrise and the sunset means I have too much time on my hands. I need to spend more time creating podcasts for you pod people. Well, I finally watched the end of Hatfields and McCoys. How many months later? But I did. I watched the first two episodes, and then I got distracted. Not to say that it wasn't good. It was great. I loved it, and I think Kevin Costner did a great job. All of them did a great job. I would watch it again. If you haven't seen it, I suggest that you watch it. The other show that is on right now that I'm really liking is on BBC America. It's called Copper. It's about a policeman, or the start of the police force. I wouldn't say start, I guess they were already around. It's about a detective in 1864 New York City. So it's a Western, but it's not. And it's very cool, very realistic, very well done. I don't recognize any of the actors, which is probably good because it takes you to a place that is fantasy. And you don't know, you don't recognize anybody, so you're not like, oh, I love this guy. I hope they don't kill him off. Because they probably will, and they have in the first episode. So check it out. It's Copper, and it's on BBC America. Look it up and give it a shot. Now let's just get right straight to the heart of the podcast here. I had somebody tell me yesterday, you guys might have already seen this on my Facebook, we were talking about podcasts in general, and they said, well, they didn't listen because they didn't get good reception at their house. Hold on. Reception. That tells me you don't know what a podcast is because you don't need reception. You need your cell phone or your computer, as you people listening to this know. So a lot of people, I don't think, actually know what a podcast is. If you have somebody in your family that doesn't know, check around and see. And play a podcast for them. Show them how it's done. Help spread the word about how podcasts are done. I really don't think a lot of people know that you just can hit play. I think they're so used to, they heard about them in 2005, and they think you have to have an iPhone or a pod that you put in a dock and download it overnight and you listen the next morning. No, it's all evolved, and that's why you're listening to this now. You know that you just have to go and click listen. I mean, if you're on iTunes, you can do that. If you're on Stitcher.com, which hosts the show, both of those, iTunes and Stitcher, host it, you can get it there. Turn your friends on to the podcast. Spread the word. It's time to take the Tiki power viral. You don't have to have a shot for that kind of viral. And I hate shots. I've never been good at shots. When I was a kid, if the doctor said, you have to get a shot, I'd hide under the table. They would take a doctor and several nurses to get me out from under the table. And probably now it could take several nurses to get me to do what they need me to do. I'd be okay with several naughty nurses pulling at me, trying to get me to do what they want me to do. And you know how you can tell a naughty nurse from a regular nurse? a naughty nurse has on high heels.
Aloha.
That's right. She said aloha. That's kind of the same thing as my ba-dum-bum. I was using the yodel-hee-hee, but I think I like the aloha better. What do you think? Aloha sort of goes along a little better with my whole theme, you know, because this is the Tiki Power Hour. Tiki Power Half Hour, actually. So maybe I'll just stay with the aloha for a while. There's a lot of good stuff in the news today, and since Miss Thang could not join me yet, she's been really busy, and she will be back. I promise, she will be back, because we just had the webpage made, and I've actually got Miss Thang as your news girl, your own personal news girl. Well, let's go to a story that I know a lot of people can relate to, or at least some can relate to, and most should relate to, and that there's those that are, that is just gross. I don't even want to talk about this, and may turn this off. But don't, okay? Headline. Oral sex may improve depression in women. That's what a new study says. I know it would improve my depression, because just reading this article, my mood increased by 69%, like, immediately. Well, here's the deal. If your girl's been feeling down, there's a cure that would probably make you both much happier. New research has shown that oral sex, as well as sex without a condom, may improve symptoms of depression in women. The assessment explored the benefits of mood-altering chemicals in semen, such as Oxycontin, cortisol, melatonin, and prolactin. Now, Oxycontin would be a mood elevator, cortisol, feelings of affection, melatonin would help your sleep, and the prolactin is for antidepressant. It found that women who never use condoms are less depressed than women who usually or always do. Additionally, women who have had lots of sex with condoms are as depressed as totally abstinent women, leading to suggest that semen, not sex, is the happiness inducer. It's kind of weird that this study, because I actually said one time when Miss Thang and I were in a fight, "Are you okay? I don't think you're getting enough semen in your diet." And I didn't, that was a joke. Who knew that this was actually going to turn out to be true? So there you go. Next time somebody, "Oh, do you want to have sex tonight?" "No, I'm really depressed." Ta-da! Boy, have I got a solution for you. So sperm makes you feel better. No wonder Kim Kardashian always has a huge smile on her face. You know, I gotta tell you, this is probably my favorite news article I've ever read. Now, I know there's gonna be some women out there going, this just sounds like the typical male chauvinist, just trying to get into women's britches. They're just trying to get a woman to do something they don't want to do. Well, this is a medical study. That's all I'm saying. You can look it up. Go online. Check it out. Google, bitches. You know, maybe I should just start a business. I could just start selling it. It'd be like Red Bull. I'll just put it in a can. Forget rock star. We'll call it cock star. That is so wrong. I hope you haven't turned off yet. But there's just so many jokes. They just sort of write themselves. Let it just start thinking about, "Baby, I'm depressed. I need to go to the doctor." "Who, Dr. Pecker? That'll make you feel better." "I'm not a doctor, but I'll write you a prescription." There, do you feel better? Glad I could help. You can turn that frown around when you go down. All right, this may be the closest to the edge podcast that I've ever done. Matter of fact, I may have walked to the edge and actually kicked some rocks over and looked down and almost fell. So I'm going to pull it back a little bit. Just a little bit. Not a lot, because it's my podcast. I'll say whatever the fuck I want to. Now, let's continue. A restaurant gives customer a discount for having the best butt. Best butt. Now, let's think about this. The waitstaff thinks you have the best butt in the restaurant. The downside could be that there's, you know, knowing that people are staring at your ass, and it's only worth a few pennies off your bill. Well, posted on the internet was a picture of a receipt from Twisted Root, a Texas-based burger joint known for its jokey service shtick. In addition to her veggie bowl, fried pickles, and, wait, that's just gross. But anyway, this butt-based compliment came when she looked at her, you know, her receipt. She was also credited as being the best-looking customer, scoring another whopping one-cent discount. Now, here's what I'm curious about. If you have a really nasty, nasty, ugly butt, do they charge you extra? See, and that wouldn't bother me at all, that, you know, they're looking at your butt and give you a discount, because I know my ass is so fine, I'd eat for free. That's how my butt is that good. I wouldn't even need a credit card. I just walk up and put my ass up to the cashier, and she'd be like, never mind, you eat free. That's the best looking ass I've ever seen on a man. I wouldn't even have to leave a monetary tip. I would just turn around and wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah, I work out. That little motion, that's all the tip they'd need. I just hope McDonald's doesn't start doing this. I don't need McDonald's employees checking out my ass and deciding what kind of discount I get. Well, not me. Like I said, I wouldn't worry about it. I got the kind of ass that they'd just give me a free apple pie. They'd be so happy. Like, that's a beautiful ass. Here, have a free apple pie. Watch out. The center is very hot. But not as hot as your ass. I go, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you noticed. My hot asshole pie. Now, but seriously, would it bother you, really, if you knew you were getting a discount for your ass? Would that seriously bother you? Because in the article that I read, they said, you know, the lawsuits could come from this. Like, what lawsuit? Somebody checked you out? I'm suing you because you checked me out. Or do you just get mad because you think your ass should have gotten a better discount? Because, you know, your ass wasn't as fine as mine and getting free food. So I can understand why you'd be upset. My ass is so fine, God put like a crack in it for a credit card reader. That's right. I accept cash. You can run a credit card right through my butt cheeks, just like a Square reader goes direct deposit. I accept Visa and MasterCard.
Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Shall we proceed, Your Honor? Yes, you may. I'd like to approach the bench with this article then, Your Honor. Researchers recently confirm what we've long suspected. Our ancestors, our ancient ancestors, that is, like to party hardy. The world's oldest stash of weed has been found preserved in the soil of a grave believed to be that of a shaman in northeast China, perhaps for him to use in the afterlife. According to the Journal of Experimental Botany, the marijuana is around 2,700 years old. There was 789 grams of dried cannabis. It was found with the body. Now, researchers weren't sure if the herb was to, you know, be ingested or smoked. And they did say it was common practice in burials for it to be used as medicine or for a visionary purpose. So, not much has changed. They also found buried with the body several fast food wrappers, and a half-eaten bag of nacho cheese Doritos. So the ancient Chinese got high. Do you think when they got high, their eyes just shut completely? Because you've seen like people around here in America, when they get stoned, they get all sleepy, half-eyed. I can't imagine the Chinese guy, he'd be like, I'm so high, I'm blind, I'm so fucking high, I can't see shit. Oh my God, I can't do laundry now. Turns out pot was the ancient Chinese secret. And I'm not surprised. You know what, if you think about it, the Chinese, being as smart as they are, those Asian fuckers are pretty smart. They were probably just making bongs out of everything. You know what I mean? You could, because now you can give them like comb and a sheet of cellophane and they'll make a radio. So I can't imagine them going, oh, I got lots of pot, but we don't have nothing to smoke it in. Oh, hold on. Hand me that dog! Oh, it's okay. He got high too. What's a high dog gonna say? Bow. Oh, wow. Where's the nachos? So then if you think about it, they invented Chinese delivery about 2,700 years ago then. Because they got high and didn't want to go anywhere. They'd be like, I'm so stoned. I'm so hungry too. What do we want? Let's call Wang. He'll deliver. How do we call him? Phones haven't been invented yet. Oh, you're such a downer. Tell you what, I invent gunpowder. I will shoot him a message.
I received your message. You want a 2 and 4 youngs? And you want an egg roll with that? No. No egg rolls, but I would like a little hot mustard. You put the hot mustard in there and lots of soy sauce. You put in lots of soy, okay? Okay. I just sent him a message back. It'll be here in 30 minutes or less.
And that's how fast food delivery was invented. The more you know.
Well, here's what I know. That was stupid. Sometimes I take things way too far. But I try to take them someplace that makes you laugh. Well, it looks like that Prince Harry has been busted in Vegas playing naked pool. What? Yep, naked pool. What would Princess Diane have to say about her child naked in Vegas on TMZ? TMZ, yes, has reported charming Prince Harry. Actually, not looking so hairy. He is naked, all cuddled up against some chick. They put a little star over his butthole. I can't figure out how that's supposed to not show him naked, because he's completely naked except a little tiny star over the starfish. But way to go, Prince Harry. You proved that you are one of us. You are one of the commons. Thank God for cell phones, huh? Cameras on cell phones have pretty much done away with what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, hadn't it? Apparently what happens in Vegas shows up on the internet for your granny, the queen, to see. I wonder what she's going to do. I wonder what kind of royal punishment they're going to make him do. What would be a royal punishment for showing you junk on the internet? Actually, I guess that would be his royal scepter. I don't know. Hey, maybe the girl said she was depressed, and he was just trying to help her out with her depression medication. That could be the very simple explanation right there. Prince Harry was just trying to give her a load of happy pills. But I must say that Prince Harry does look quite fit in this picture. He's a strapping young man, strapping. Looks like he does work out. And I would work out more down here in my studio
basement
if I could actually figure out how to put this machine together. My old podcast partner, Corn Boy, gave me I'm not sure what it is. I think it's a thigh machine. It's some kind of mechanical contraption that looks like it had been used in medieval times. But it's in like 8 very heavy sections. Very heavy, and it takes up this giant section of the basement. And he gave it to me in pieces with a bag of bolts and screws and nuts and said, here, you can have this. It cost me like $500, but I don't want to throw it away. Why don't you take it to your house? And I said, sure, $500 machine. I'll do that. And now it's been laying in my basement for several months. I spoke to Corn Boy today and said, hey, bitch, come over here and help me put this shit together. I don't know what I'm doing. He said no. Anyway, I don't know if you've ever had a machine like this or just a machine in general, or if you had anything that somebody has given to you that it just turned into junk, just lays around the house. And this is like $500 junk, unless I put it together. It's got springs and bolts and weights, and it's like one of those machines at the gym. That's exactly what it is. It's one of those contraptions at the gym that you have to do like 20 reps on. I could probably get more exercise putting this bitch together, but I can't. I don't know what I'm doing. So I may take a picture of it and put it up on Craigslist and just get rid of it. Because right now, the only exercise that I'm getting is stepping over it. But it's kind of like a Stairmaster. Maybe that's what I'll just leave it there and step over it 5 or 6 times a day. And it will work out my thighs and buttocks. But my buttocks doesn't really need it because I have a fine ass. My ass gets free food. I told you about that earlier. I have basically stopped going to the gym, though, since I put all the stuff down here in the studio. I've got my machines and the ab lounger that was ordered off the TV. I think it was. It's Miss Thang's. I did not order it. Miss Thang has the ab lounger, and I've been using it. But I still pay my gym fee. Is anybody else doing this? Do you pay your fee to go to the gym, but don't go to the gym? So you're wasting money, like so many of us. Kind of get talked into the gym. I remember the day that I went to, not the gym that I go to. I'm a Fitness 19, which is a smaller gym. But I remember going to one of the bigger gyms. It was Bally's, I believe it was at the time. And got one of those people that want to show you around the gym. You know, one of those big muscle guys that can't even, you know, get his arms back behind his back to wipe himself. So big kind of guy. Let me show you around the gym. And I was just like, well, do you have a pool? Well, let me show you our weight room. Do y'all have a hot tub? Let me show you how the machines work your back. Do you guys have like a sauna? That'd be really cool. Are you here to work out? No. Have any of my questions sounded anything like I'm here to work out? I'm here to relax. Most places have like pools and saunas and hot tubs. And your big old thick neck just wants to show me nothing but weights. But I ended up joining that, and it was like one of those $300 join fee and then $50 a month, which nobody does that much anymore, do they? I don't know. But I didn't use that gym very long either, because I remember the hot tub looked funky. It had some kind of white foam on it. Any kind of foam in a hot tub, that's nasty, isn't it? I don't even know what that foam... That foam must be made out of, like, boiling human skin and debris. It looked like the same kind of white foam that's in a pot when you're boiling chicken. It was the exact same foam. You know when that stuff, you're boiling chicken and it kind of boils over and you get that scummy thing? That's what it looked like. And they want to charge me a monthly fee to come sit and human chicken fat water boil stuff? No, I don't think so, Oprah. But the point of this useless story was about how I have a large piece of equipment. Oh, not that one. I'm talking about the equipment on the floor of my studio here and what I'm going to do with it. Thanks to Cornboy and his lack of true friendship, I've got this contraption. I think I may just go ahead and take a picture of it and all the parts and pieces and put it up on Craigslist and get rid of it. It's just too much to do, too much for one man to put together. All right, well, let me see. Tomorrow, I've got a guest lined up. Superstar! James Otto, country singer, is going to join me tomorrow. I'm going to record him, and he will be on the podcast. So tune in tomorrow. If you hear this and you're a James Otto fan, share it with all your friends, because James will be coming on. Got any questions you want me to ask James? Email them to me at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com, and I will be happy to ask him your question. Sorry, there was almost a little burp there. I'm having if you hear that, I'm having pop chips while we're doing this. I know I shouldn't eat and record, but you know what? Hey, it's my show and my house and my studio, and I'll do whatever. I'm having the all-natural cheddar pop chips. Yeah, never fried, never baked. The pop snack. The 100 calories. So anyway, I will try to turn James Otto on to these tomorrow. And some Perky Jerky. I had that for breakfast. It's the action-packed snack. Go up to some store where that has it. Walk up to the counter with the rack and just jerk one off. Yeah, Perky Jerky. When they go, hey, what the hell are you doing? Go, I'm jerking one off the rack because I'm a Perky Jerky freak. The Tiki leader said, get Perky Jerky and pop chips. Actually, that was Miss Thang that came up with that. You take pop chips, and you put a piece of perky jerky on top of it, and you make like healthy nachos. Perfect for breakfast. Little pop chip and a piece of action-packed snack, perky jerky on top of it. You're good to go. Even my dogs love it, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because I don't know if you should be giving your dogs perky jerky. Makes them just scoot their ass on the carpet faster. That's what it does. All right, I got to get going. I got things that I need to do today that I've been putting off, like laundry. I don't know why I can't do laundry. My brain just does not want to do laundry. I could be walking up to do laundry, and I will see something else that needs to be done, like the TV needs watching, and I get distracted. And so I need to go upstairs, fold, and do laundry, because I'm a celebrity, you know. I've got to fold laundry and take out garbage. I got two sacks of garbage right now waiting to go out. Got my name on it. Well, not really my name. It says Hefty. And if that's my name, I need to lose some weight. I need to go join a gym. But my name's Hefty.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty. Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy.
You know what I've always thought Hefty should make? Like, you know, they make trash can liners, but I've always thought they should make back seat liners. Backseat garbage liners. Yeah, you could just throw shit over your shoulder while you're driving, and it would just go into the back seat, but it'd be a Hefty bag. And you would just open the door, pull the string, and your trash would come out. I think I got a $1 million idea, Hefty. I'll share it with you. This is August the 22nd, 2012, and this is my goddamn idea, the Hefty backseat trash bag. So if I ever see you motherfuckers doing it, you better be sharing the cash with me, goddammit, because this was my idea. Because I've been in a lot of ladies' cars that they all, as soon as you open the door, they go, "Excuse me, my car's really dirty." Well, it wouldn't be if you had Hefty trash bag backseat liners. You know, they were invented by Steve McGrew, August 22nd, 2012. That ought to be on Wikipedia. If you're listening, let's go. Let's get this made. Hefty. The Hefty backseat liner. What every modern woman should have. Cosmopolitan, you ought to jump on this. You help me sell this to all the new modern ladies. The new Hefty backseat garbage sack. Then you could have something else to bitch at your man about. How come you haven't taken the trash out of my car yet? How are you gonna let that shit pile up? Never mind, I'll just do it myself. I'm tired of asking you to do it. You never do a goddamn thing I ask you to do, so never mind. I'll get my own trash out of my own car. Huh. That just made sense, didn't it? All right, kids, thanks for stopping by and listening to Remasculate today. You have been a great crowd, great audience. Thanks for coming and enjoy your drinks. And you know what? I'll be out in the lobby selling T-shirts, so stop on by. Oh, speaking of, I will be in L.A. this weekend. Well, not actually L.A. I will be going to L.A. area. I will be in Ventura doing a showcase for the cruise lines. That's right. Been telling you about going to work for the cruise lines, and I'm doing the audition this weekend. So keep your fingers crossed. It's used to be called Hornblowers. I don't know if the club is still called Hornblowers in Ventura, but that's where I'm going to be. I will check and make sure that's the name of the drive out. I mean, I know where it is. I'm not a total idiot completely all the time. But anyway, you guys have been great. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Thanks for, you know, you can always support the website with the little button over there. If you go to podbean.com and find Remasculate, there's a button that you can donate through PayPal. And Roger, you've donated, and, you know, a lot of you other guys, you know, I wish I could, I'm blanking on names right now, but you know who you are. Thanks for donating, and I appreciate it. You guys have a great afternoon, great night, wherever you listen to this. And I'll see you tomorrow when James Otto joins me here on Remasculate. You guys, later. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. Hey, if nothing else, Google James Otto, bitches. Be ready.
and the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and their underwear, thing rains and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind.